Scene 6. At Mr. Brownlow's house.
What's your name, boy?
Twist. Oliver Twist.
Glad to meet you, my dear Oliver. I am Mr. Brownlow.
Thank you for what you have done.
I didn't do anything, my friend. Only telling the truth. Do you like this place? It's my home. But it can be yours too if you want to. Would you fancy living here?
Yeah, sure.
Right. I'll pay for your education to make a great man out of you. You'll never go back to living on the streets.
Thank you, Mr. Brownlow. You are a very good person.
Thanks to you, Oliver. I think you're like the son that I never had.
So, do you want to adopt me, sir?
Only if you want to.
For sure. I always wanted to have a place to call home and have a family.
Good. You will be my new son. But if you want to stay in this house, you should dress better. Don't you think so? Besides, if you want to, you can read all the books you fancy. They're all yours.
All of them?
Absolutely. All of them. I love reading books. And you?
I've never had the opportunity to read a book, but I know I like it.
Great. But first, you need to eat something. You look so pale, as if you were starving.
I've never been fed much.
You're going to go to a good school. Would you like to read a book of mine?
Are you a writer?
Yes, I am. Would you like to be a writer?
I would like to sell books.
Maybe someday. First, you have to study and eat more.
Yeah.
Oliver, can I ask you for a favor?
Yeah, sure. What do you want from me, Mr. Brownlow?
Would you please take these books to the bookstore? Hand out this £5 note too.
£5?
Yes. Do it, dear Oliver. Make me proud of you.
Yeah. I'll make you so proud of me, Mr. Brownlow. Thank you for trusting me.
Lord Brownlow has you in high esteem, Oliver. Don't look for trouble and behave like a good kid.
I will try, Miss Bedwin. I finally feel at home with someone who trusts me and I can live with. Nothing can go wrong. I'm finally home. But now, to the bookstore!